Which
coming to you live from Saturday morning, it's
Bill's
us
place.
Guys. It's Bill's house. It's Bill's house. At the end of the street, Bill's house. Shane is late.
He's always fucking late.
You're almost completely accurate. You're almost completely accurate. I am at the end of the street.
Oh,
basically.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah.
He's here. He pulled up at 59.
Well,
Shane, get your ass up here.
Here's his shitty chair. He gets to enjoy this. I get the nice chair and get to sit here because my back's out.
Good.
Old.
Let me send that into the Discord first.
Can't even enjoy my new bed properly.
Yeah, we're back, finally.
Fucking shit.
You haven't even been talking, so I don't know if he was right about that.
Yeah, Scott hasn't actually said anything.
Well, of course I haven't been saying much. I also got a fucking mask on.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's mask time for Scott.
Scott ain't dying, though. He's just...
He's got sinus issues.
I have sinus shit.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, no, don't make me laugh today, you guys. Oh, God.
I hate all of you. Coughing and laughing hurt.
Well, that was ass.
Well, I was going to say.
I was going to say something, and then I choked, and now I don't know what the
fuck
I was
going
to
say. And then he choked.
Oh, I was going to say it might be a good investment this year to just ditch every fucking cord, go out to Guitar City, and universalize the cord. And any cord bought from Guitar City is guaranteed for life. They go out, you simply take it back, they replace it, period.
That'd be a good idea to do then.
No! Oh!
Here you go, Shane. Got you a chair, buddy.
So,
yeah, there's a chair.
We had to switch
places. Get your
places.
Ass on camera. Let's go.
We had to switch places today because my back's out.
Where's the stuff of Majin?
Yeah, I left it in the fucking Equinox, and Amanda's not with me.
Oh.
So you left... We have the video going.
Yeah, we did. I put the video on thinking that you were thinking that.
No, it's. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's
okay. Just, awesome.
All right. Well, fair enough.
That's the best.
First things.
Well,
first
I know my Christmas morning was pretty sweet. I mean, it wasn't on Christmas. The girlfriend's best friend, when he was picking up my car to get the repair work done on it, he got me that Gunpla mean you're going to build later.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I wish I could show that, but I ain't getting out of this chair until I absolutely have to.
Understandable. And I know my fat ass has been busy doing stuff, so for those of you who didn't pay attention or don't give a fuck, either way, I don't care. We're doing story time with Uncle Sario on the regular now, because I brought back Sario Says, so I'm streaming on YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 o'clock p.m. CST until about 8:30, 9 o'clock, whenever the fuck I decide is a good time for me to stop streaming. Unless, like, last week where I got sicker than a dog and wasn't there for Thursday, and then, I wasn't there for Tuesday, and then Thursday I had to go grocery shopping because I kind of had no food in the house, so kind of need food to eat and shit. So, yeah. But I did at least for New Year's do a stream with the fans, so if you go to my channel, which I suppose I could throw a comment in, so that way then you guys could go to my channel. But yeah, I did a live stream with the fans, so we could talk Kamen Rider, because that's what the fans wanted to talk about, as well as random other bullshit.
Oh, I didn't even notice you put those lights up.
Yeah,
yep.
They're not on, but yeah, that's...
That was his video he posted last night
at
midnight.
Look, I haven't...
Because I watched it at 5 a.m. when I woke up.
I was asleep. I was asleep at midnight because of my back being
out. So was I. I still woke up at 5 a.m. because my cat was standing on my head, wondering why I wasn't breathing correctly.
Awesome.
Because I fucking had my mouth wide the hell open, drooling all over my pillow. I had that good sleep going.
Yeah, those work better than I was even expecting them to. They're going to be helpful.
All right. This hat's coming off.
And then I have another six coming from the for the shelves back here. So when those six come in, it'll cover that shelf, up there. I'm probably just going to finish this wall and then order another six and run this wall. It's just a time-consuming process that whenever I have the money, because the lights, every time I get a set of six, it's like $38 out of my budget. And that was because I found a better way to buy them. It was costing me $50. And then now I got all these lights, and I'm putting the stuff. It's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute.
I don't get angry enough to flail my arms around to break shit on Bill's shelf. Also, I'm usually over here.
Yeah.
So I'm usually super far away from the shelf. I'm actually next to something more dangerous to break, and that's the soundboard.
Yeah. You won't see Shane this in terms of the cam.
He's sitting in Nick's spot, which is by the door, which is way the fuck away from the camera.
The dimensions of the room
are 10 by 10.
When everything's said and done, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to buy another one of these cameras. And I'm going to mount it in that corner right there looking down.
Oh, yeah, I was always going to say you
and then I'll run
that,
I'll run the cord
oh, no,
that way.
Seth.
And I'll make that I'll make that my video option too. So that when we're filming, I'll click that on, and then it'll cast this way, and it'll see all
it'll
of
see
us.
It'll see all of us, primarily the back of my head, but nobody needs to see any of this.
Right.
Anyway, so.
But no, because I know Bill's other option was, were you going to put it over here in the window, or was it going to go where the Persona poster
is? I thought about this corner here looking down this way, but.
That way then there's a second monitor, so you can see
shit. I think it would still have trouble seeing him.
No, I think he's talking about monitors.
No, I'm talking for the second monitor.
Oh, no, the monitor's going to go here. This is going to move all the way over, and that monitor's going to go here, and it's going to be
which would be good, because then
so
I
that
can,
people sitting
then
over
can
there,
actually see shit.
That's exactly what
instead of going, there's
for.
A fucking computer in my way.
Yes.
That's exactly what that's going to be for. So it's going to be a second monitor, exact copy of this. This is going to push over, and then that's going to sit catty corner, so it's going to go up against this and up against this. It's going to point that way.
Look, Ronan, nobody wants to see me. Not even my family.
I want to see you sometimes. Because we's family.
God damn it, Seth.
My brothers.
Fuck you.
Oh, speaking of my brothers.
I can live without.
Oh, no, that's right. I did already tell you guys
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. No, I did tell everybody. Okay,
yeah,
never
you told
mind.
Us. You told us in the meeting yesterday because you might be dipping out.
Oh, you're confused, Shane. You must not have actually read the meeting chat.
We'll get to that
where
later.
My brother got married in fucking October, and they're already pregnant.
How am I a hobo boy? Do you not see my nice fucking sweater?
Probably not, no.
Fucking... Oh, god damn it, I'm old. Fucking nice sweater.
I know.
Not hobo man sweater.
Yep. Ugh. Looking like Mr. Making... Rogers lives in the poor neighborhood over here.
You mean Mr. Robinson?
Yeah, it's Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
See, at least
Hello,
somebody's got it right.
Girls.
I got the rocker hair. If my back was
Who
a
is
person,
it?
I would actually do some rock out hair.
Hello, boys and girls. Here's how we answer the door in my neighborhood. Fucking love that shit.
If you knocking, you ain't supposed to be here. People supposed
Leave
to be
Leave the cookies
here, just
and go,
in.
Damn it. Leave the cookies and go. All right, now I got a calculator up.
You ready?
Good deal.
I'm ready.
So what are we starting off with today?
We are starting off with Bill running out the door.
Did you fart?
No. No, Bill has shit he's got to deal with,
oh,
so
no.
he might be.
You already
no,
did that.
I,
oh, you already got that taken care of?
No, I got it started.
Oh.
I'm going to be taking care of it after the show.
Okay. Because, yesterday, the way you were making it sound, you were going to miss the first episode to get shit taken care of.
Almost did.
Yeah,
almost did.
People are asshats, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Yeah, no shit.
Do you need me to have, use my good leg to kick somebody in the ass?
Oh, you didn't make the
Yeah, you
the
didn't
meeting.
Make the video call
I
yesterday.
Forgot.
No, I was finishing up a Tear of Grace stream on Twitch, and I was half out of it because of a muscle relaxer and was going to sleep.
Yeah, I'll put it to you this way. The same shit that happened to Shane happened to Bill.
Yep. I'm broke as fuck.
Oh. Yep. You got PlayStation hacked?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, my card got hit too. Like seven transactions in Michigan somewhere. That's what I got the phone call about, is they were like, They asked me. They said, "Are you making transactions? We'd like to go over five. It was six specific transactions they wanted to go over." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, let's go over it because I like to not lose a bunch of fucking money." And they were like, "Okay." And they started mentioning little things. They were like $21, $7, $1.32, $5.62. It's like a bunch of little things. So chances are they never would have caught it if it wouldn't have been for whatever the dumbass did on his sixth transaction. The sixth one, they say, the one that's really concerning us here is, did you make a purchase through Merca? I'm like, what?
The fuck is that?
What's a Merca?
And Merca. They were like,
so you did not make a transaction through Merca. And I said, well, I need to know what a Merca is. I don't even know what a Merca is.
Well, I could tell you what a Merkin is,
and
but...
So, yeah, and then they said so...
Yeah, that's a monster on WoW. They go...
Yeah, but then they just kept doing
that.
Oh,
no, those are Murlocs, my bad.
Yeah, those are Murlocs or Myrlocs.
They just kept doing that shit to me. They kept going, so you did not. I need a yes or a no. Did you make a purchase through Merca? And I said, I don't know what Merca is. I have no fucking clue. I need to know what it is. And they're like, so then that means you didn't make a transaction. I said, listen, I made a huge transaction on the 14th. A huge one. It cost me money. And if that's what you're talking about, maybe the company on their website and the company and who they work for are different things. What's the price tag? They gave me the price tag, and I was like,
That wasn't me.
No, that ain't right. That definitely ain't right. And so then they say, so you did not make a purchase through Merca. I said, well, can I at least ask this? Where is this transaction made? And she was like, Michigan. I said, no, I ain't in Michigan. that's not even where I am. So sure enough, had they not made the big one, I wouldn't have got the call as quick as I did. So they got away with about 6 to 7 transactions, and now because of that, I gotta go on today and I gotta discuss with them. I gotta run through like the last fucking 3-4 months of transactions with them and see if we can figure out happened.
I know, like, I play a few mobile games because I'm actually on my bank statement.
Oh, I looked
right
up
now.
I looked up Merca and started scanning around for what it could be, and the only thing I found was there's such a thing called Merca Jewelry, which is a company.
I just looked and I found two things. One is children's learning educational tools.
Yeah, I came across that too. I was very confused.
And then the other one is like high grade sandpaper and sanding tools.
Nope.
Yeah.
You don't have it.
No, yeah, I don't have it.
So how much did they charge, Bill?
It was about $398.
Yeah, no, I'd see that go.
That's
fuck you.
That's the one that got them hit. That's the one that got me a phone call saying, "Hey, you bought something really big," and I was like, "Not that fucking big."
Yeah.
Holy shit!
That was like the phone call I made to him the other day when I fucking placed an order for goddamn tacos because I used fucking DoorDash to get me some tacos, and they were like, "Hey, did you just place an order? Because I literally need to get you over to identity theft for the bank." Yep. And I'm like, "Identity theft for a fucking $20 order for tacos?" And they're like, "Hold on, let me put you on hold, sir." To be fair, it was technically like $60 because I ordered tacos for me and Hannah plus a tip. But yeah, they were like, "Yeah, there was
$60 for tacos? Where the fuck you going?"
I went to Moe's and I fucking used DoorDash, so there was like $30 in delivery fees plus tip. So I was like, "Fuck,
yeah,
you Moe's."
Yeah, when you use DoorDash, you want to make sure you get your fucking money's worth.
Yeah, no shit. Did that last night for Chinese.
Oh,
I still have
what,
enough
we have
for
an
the
echo
next 3 days.
No, we were building a feedback. I kept hearing it. And it was getting louder, and I was like, "What is that?" I didn't realize that the wall speakers were on,
yeah.
And with all the mics.
Yeah, that would do it.
Because I kept hearing it. It was going, and it was getting loud enough that I could hear it. And I was like, "What the fuck is that sound?" Yeah, that's what
that's
that
the sound
was.
Of you slowly going insane.
Okay, so
round the room.
Yeah, let's Reploid Bill William Bush,
Seth Lovell Sario,
Scott Action Jackson,
Nick Bennett Lone Paladin,
Shane McCree, proto guy.
Get your ass on this fucking he's camera. Not, show them your Christmas good. Gift I got you, bitch. Got you an important Christmas gift. You ain't even going to show them nothing.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Well, we can't tell. We don't have the actual feed showing up for us where we have the video in the corner.
He literally put his face dead center of the camera.
That was
it's
amazing.
Right there.
That was amazing.
He doesn't care.
Okay,
Shane, do his thing.
Well, we are on today, coming back. We're coming back from a shit year. We're coming back from a shit year.
And it started off as a fucked up year.
2021 is seeming to start off in a wave of evil. So why not just continue the wave of evil into the first bad guys?
Wait, wait. Hey, yo.
I got it because he's the bad guy.
Must be wrestling.
Yes. Does me no good.
That's why Shane was sitting off screen throwing the toothpick.
I introduced Shane to the greatest fighter in all of WWE history last night. I did.
Which
He didn't even know that motherfucker existed. But when that motherfucker comes into the ring, he only knows one speed. Go through you. And it don't last very fucking long when he's in the ring.
Which guy?
I think he's fought like once, and he won his match in like a minute and 30 seconds. It might have been less than that, actually. It might have been around 54 seconds. If that. Yep. Did. He needed to see it. He needed to see Bart get that ass whooped.
Oh, you watched the Butterbean.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Watch the Butterbean fight.
Yep.
That motherfucker doesn't know sell. He knows walk through the other motherfucker.
Yep. When Butterbean comes into the ring, he knows butter speed.
Dude, this is fucking crazy. But yeah.
Just slip right through your colon.
We are going to start on the 2012-2013 Akihabara. Yeah.
Unofficial, official.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Villains. We're gonna do the unofficials. That's what we're gonna do. Jeez. Okay.
Because we were asked to do the unofficials first. That way, then we could blow through the officials like they're normal.
So this is a powered form. I'm going to assume we're just gonna do that after we do this, man. Because we're gonna call this the base. So this is Malshina. Is that right, Malshina?
I can't see. I'm blind.
It's this fucking person.
Oh, it's the
right
porn
here.
Star.
Porn star. Okay.
Whoop.
Nick sits up.
No, I'm sitting up. I'm sitting up because I'm trying to get comfortable.
There, we'll do like
we're here this. For 2 hours, Seth.
Yeah, I know.
And I got a fucked up leg and back. I got to figure out a way to get comfy.
That's fine. I had to sit up so I could see over Bill's shoulder.
Yes, and Johnny Knoxville, like an idiot, thought that he was going to fight Butterbean because, I don't know, maybe he was under the impression that it would be funny to, like, fight some fat out of shape boxer. He miscalculated that one pretty hard. Butterbean
in a sporting goods store.
Butterbean only has one speed. If you fight him, he doesn't have relax. He doesn't have hey this is a sparring match. He doesn't have hey this is a joke. Butterbean fucking fights you like you were in a real motherfucking fight. In fact, he knocked Johnny down twice. Then Johnny got up and Butterbean actually felt bad. Stands there and says, at least hit me one time. At least one, just go ahead. Just one time. He literally does that.
Yeah.
And Johnny does pop. Like a full fucking swing, hits him in the face. Butterbean doesn't even fucking jiggle. He's just like, okay. And then he just beat that ass.
Yeah, he stood there and he's like, come on, man, just hit me once. He goes, pop. And literally, the exact words out of his mouth are, there you go. Pow!
Yeah, and then just fucking laid his ass out. And then he's so fucking knocked out that when they finally got him back up and they're like slapping his face, and they're using smelling salts, and they're kind of rubbing him down, putting water, and they're like, "Are you okay? Are you?" And he's like, "Is Butterbean okay?" Like, like he's fine, motherfucker.
Right.
You're the one in trouble right now.
Well, see, at the same time, though, when it comes down to it, the reason why Knoxville picked Butterbean is because Knoxville was doing a thing on the TV show that they actually called Department Store Boxing,
yeah,
where Knoxville hadn't been defeated. And he was like, Butterbean's the man. I'm going to pull Butterbean in because yeah, I like him.
Well,
so if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose to Butterbean.
Oh, he fucking lost, all right.
Yep. That he did.
Dupe. Holy shit.
Six.
Well, right. we are on the villains.
It is a new.
We do have the ability to Genesis.
Are you going to use it already?
Genesis?
Yeah,
Genesis?
Jane, are you Genesis?
I promise you, no villain's going to look better than that.
I mean. Shane does have a point.
Yeah.
Shane's got a real good point.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. The villains.
I don't know. Are we going to get sexy villain lady like this again? Cause...
Well, look, the villains in this series would surprise you. I mean, even look at our childhood. Look at people like, we're going to go back and talk about some of our villains, but some of theirs, like, we grew up with Scorpina and shit like that.
Yeah.
And look, she may be the most god-awful villain in history to hear speak.
Yeah.
But she sure was pleasant to look at.
Scorpina.
Scorpina. No.
You're thinking Divatox, probably.
No. I'm not thinking Divatox.
No, I'm talking Shane.
To
no.
be fair.
Because he said Drakina. I'm like, who?
No. Drakina was good looking, but no. No. After. We're talking light speed rescue villains. We're talking somebody that was very pleasant to see. And is possibly the worst actor in the history of all fucking Power Rangers.
I know
Rangers.
Who you're talking about. I just can't remember her name.
And she got a go-kart for some fucking reason.
It's fine. To be fair, I had to stop to think about it the other day, and I was like, fuck, I'm about to become a broke bitch. Because at the end of January, mm-hmm. Netflix takes away all of Power Rangers. So, can't Netflix it anymore.
They're saying it, man.
Buy the seasons. And yes,
they're
they
saying
are.
It. You don't need to look it up.
Shane,
you don't need
just
to guess.
Look,
they,
look at the screen.
They've been giving you the answer.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Viper, but mm-hmm. I didn't want to say anything.
Very pleasant to see. Not pleasant to interact with at all. She's possibly the worst fucking actor that I've seen in the series.
No, I know. I know.
Gotta be old and shit.
I think she's putting her feet up.
No, I'm trying to see what's next to her feet.
Oh, I don't know. If that is a thing that matters, we will see it eventually. That is a weird thing, now that I'm looking at it, though.
Nah.
Whatever. Okay.
She's gonna drill you.
I got injured by one of those power drills. Beep!
No, you did it wrong. It's.
Yeah, he does do it. It's like, oh shit! That fucking cartoon is amazing.
And to be fair, it looks more like a needle, so it's just going to be a little prick.
Giggity. Oh my gosh! Okay, so.
I think that's it for her.
I mean, I like the design. She's got an M. Bison kind of design going.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Like. Sexy female M. Bison.
I've heard that this girl was actually, like, in porn or whatever.
Right.
Oh, my backup actually finished. That's good.
Glad it was on chat, you know.
Yeah, no shit.
Or on stream, I mean, but, you know.
Four.
You know, I wish I had some sort of basis, because, I mean, I guess, I don't know. That's really, fuck. That's real tough. It 4. Is.
4.8.
Because.
I'll just do that.
Like, she might be cool.
I'm at a 4.5. Are you honestly burning your Genesis?
I'm going to do a 4.
Shane just stares at Seth.
I'm going to do a 4 because I guess, I don't know. I just will. I don't. I'm not confident in my score here for one reason. One, she's like not a monster, So she falls into villain category. So I have to grade on a different scale. And then two, when I grade on that different scale, I have no background as to her villainy. And
right.
Then three, it's just aesthetics. And here's where I'm having problems. I've seen some JAV with costumes that are very much like this.
Yeah.
Okay? And maybe if that's what I was looking at here, I'd be like, oh, so this is like one of those where the evil villain lady gets herself a hero and corrupts them. Is that what we're doing here? Because I've seen this episode before. Like,
we've seen it many times.
Yeah. But I don't think that's what I'm supposed to be rating. So I'm supposed to take her seriously as a villain, and I don't know. Four. I'm sorry, that's what I got.
No, that's fine, because literally the only thing that I could see that's absolutely villainous, which ironically enough is still shit that we have to deal with to this day, but if you kind of look at the hat and you kind of look at the emblem above the cleavage, I mean, it's kind of
the
like
Iron Eagle?
Yeah, it's kind of semi-Nazi-ish, so I mean...
Well,
see, that's what I was looking at, too.
Yeah, that kind of adds to the villainy.
Iron Eagle is more of World War I Kaiser Germany.
Yeah, true.
The Nazis were very prevalent with the swastika.
The
Kaiser and the German forces back in World War I were more the Iron Eagle.
Right.
Which, translating into World War II, they still kept the Iron Eagle, but it was more of a service medal that you would earn.
Fair enough.
You gotta remember, I'm the history buff.
So,
true.
What you guys are saying is
when
she,
it comes to World
that she's
Wars.
A naughty girl.
Right.
She is the evil one, yes.
He's a bad girl.
She doesn't even look like she would appear. See, that's what I'm getting at. Like,
I can't do the calculations. I'm waiting to see if Shane is actually giving a fucking six or not.
She doesn't even look like... That's my problem.
I gave you the look.
Okay, so you're burning your six. That's fine. I don't want to hear you bitching later.
You couldn't even get away with bringing her into, like, the old Wonder Woman series where they blatantly did, like...
Right.
This, like, evil fucking German lady. Like, they used to do that in that show, and they would pretty much appear almost like this.
Right. So she is a 4.66. We can only go down from here unless somebody can get a fucking perfect.
Well, let's power her up, I guess. Battle form. Okay.
Why is she... got curling irons on her helmet.
Oh man, this is
she was getting a perm.
This is awful.
This is not good. I hope to God that there are better pictures.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Maybe it's just this one.
And I get the idea that this is anime based, okay? This is another thing I'm going to tell you. She looks like something like she may have the first girl, she looked like she may be part of the Tominin series or something. Like that's just look. And she still kind of does.
Yeah.
She almost looks like she fits in Tominin Asagi or something. Like, which is fine, because I'm sure that's kind of what they're going for.
Can't see it.
Yeah, no shit.
Why are those tiny?
Oh, that doesn't help us.
Nope.
Dupe. That helmet is fucking dreadful.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your best look right there.
She's got a boobie and under boobie window going. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, I was going to say, without the helmet, if the helmet wasn't there,
without, it would be all right, but...
Without the helmet, she looks like she belongs in the Tominin series.
Right.
Which, if you're going for, like, a anime villain that got canceled, that they were like, well, we designed her, what are we going to do with her? And they're like... fucking sell her to the Tominin series and make money on hentai. Like that, I guess that makes perfect fucking sense. She looks like
she
belongs there. Yeah. Like, yeah, get your safe word ready.
The safe word
it's
is
broccoli. Broccoli. Why did we not know our own safe word? It had been lost to the ages.
God damn it.
Fucking four star.
I was gonna say that. All right, just remember, kids. The safe word for today is Flugengeheimen.
Oh, God.
What Flugengeheimen? Wait. What was that last part? Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. No. I get the joke, but no. I would tell you that I've seen cheerleaders show me a lot more than what this girl's showing me.
Yeah.
just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what ball games you went to.
You guys will have to fight, or I'm distracted.
Yeah, you're distracted.
You're distracted. Okay.
Just Shane, I'm gonna bring sneezing powder into the fight with us. Okay. I will win that fight.
I'm just gonna shoot the space laser.
Oh my!
At her.
I've got a three. And I've got a four for me. So.
That helmet really sucks. So
that helmet hurt her drastically.
Yes, I think so too.
Four.
I'm 2.8. I hate that helmet.
I can't blame you for hating that helmet. It was really bad. Three is the best I can do.
Okay, 3.36. Move the fuck on.
I don't even know if she necessarily deserved that. I'm just kind of thrown off by the series.
Oh no. There's downtown Tokyo. That guy.
Oh yeah, I didn't even read.
Yeah.
This is marketing firm B, Evil Mecha Boomerang Titan.
I don't see the boomerang part.
Where's
the boomerang?
Where's the marketing?
Right now, he's already losing points because...
I think you misunderstood.
Yeah, marketing department is because you forget, in the unofficial, they're actually fighting the man.
Oh, yeah.
And corporations. So,
I think,
the marketing team.
I think you're referencing the wrong boomerang. He's obviously fucking on loan from Hanna-Barbera. You okay over there, Scott? I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't mean to break you this early in the episode.
Technically, my laugh didn't help either.
Your laugh didn't help.
Oh, my God.
Look, Nick. Upside down wings.
Hey, guess what?
Yes, I already know.
Listen very carefully.
I don't fucking need to. I've already got it. It's a zero.
Listen very carefully. Maybe that's actually the way he's supposed to fly, so that way he can punch backwards.
He's reminding me of G-Parts for Gundam, and that
yes.
is bad.
He doesn't get a zero yet, Seth.
Not yet. Not yet, okay.
Oh, look at his fucking big old arms!
This dude gets like a two.
No,
maybe.
He's got big old arms.
Yeah,
he's got long extended back heels.
Ass.
He looks like a, oh God, he's like a terrible cross between Big O and a Roman centurion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at that. Look at his helmet. He's got that stupid little fucking plume thing going.
Yeah, no, he's got the Marvin the Martian plume, yeah.
That's him. What are we doing?
It's a two. That's the best I can do for him. He does not look cool.
How do you feel, Shane?
2.5 for me.
I'm at a 3.5, and only because of the Big O kind of saved him a little bit.
I feel the same way Seth does. Okay, Big O.
Big O is the only reason why he got a 2.
I mean, to be fair, for an evil robot mecha, I mean, he's
when your name is Boomerang Titan.
I'll do 3. I don't think his name makes a whole lot of sense to me, but whatever.
Fair enough. Well, he's a 2.9.
Okay, so let's check out Foot Soldiers.
Woo! Putties.
Random generic guy number 5, 6, and 7. Go!
Shatiks?
What the fuck?
That's a toy.
That's a toy. There they are.
Wow,
they're faceless. Remember, they're faceless business empire. Yeah, they're suits. Yeah, that's what they are.
Don't
say that because they'll get a high score from me.
They're faceless businessmen.
The second
faceless
I saw that
fucking corporation.
Second I saw that, all I thought was Court of Owls.
For the aesthetics, they're dudes in suits with masks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the concept, I want to give it a high score. But we're a fashion show.
Yeah, they're faceless corporations. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
But we break that rule all the time, so because of Court of Owls, these guys get a 4.
Because, I really do want to give these guys a 5 just because of the concept. Like, for the time, because I don't believe this was at the time that Port of Owls and shit was going on. So, I mean, they technically had the idea first, but...
The Antons.
Yeah, they are. They're just dudes in business suits, so... 3.5, just because you could change the suit up as need be.
Yeah, I'll sit there with you.
But think about it. You could sell so many toys.
Because sometimes they're in like black business suits.
Dude in blue suit, dude in brown suit, dude in black suit, dude with white glove, dude with other white glove.
One.
Dude with no gloves.
That is how I would. That's how I would announce. That's how I would talk to them if I was the if I was the head villain. I'd be like, "Dude with other white glove, come here. Dude with brown suit, come here.
Dude with brown suit with left white glove and right blue shoe, come here,
Commander. Commander, these are confusing.
Shut up.
Shut up, Steve.
Then you idiots need to paint numbers on your head. Do you remember what happened when somebody backtalked me last time?
Yes.
Remember what happened to them?
They got fed to Jerry. Yes, very true. I'm going to give these guys a 3 because they're wearing clothes.
Oh.
Normal clothes.
I mean, basic math puts them at an even 3.
Oh, sure.
Well, I just
not?
Won the fucking game.
Right.
Where's my prize?
Yeah, where's your Price is Right?
General Dulu Knight.
Can't see him. Too tiny.
Moving on from him. That's,
okay,
there we go.
Who's been getting these pictures for us?
Well, sometimes there's... Sometimes when you're talking about stuff like this,
sometimes it's,
unless you're literally putting the disc in your computer, watching it, and taking screenshots, there's only so much to pick from. It's,
I know, but...
The villains are going to get rough. We're either going to have great pictures or, like, a good picture or, like, a whole
bunch of shit. Go back. He's got a villain credit card.
Here's my business card.
I think that's a credit card. Well, it might be a business card.
He loses points because if I can't give it to the bat credit card,
sometimes
I can't.
You got
to
charge. Charge this ass whooping. It's on credit.
Sir, your credit's max.
Shit! Shit!
He whoops the Ranger's ass, and then somebody else comes around from behind the building, and they're like, payments due, and he's like, well, I ain't got no money, and they're going to have to repossess that ass whooping, and they beat his ass.
Right. But yeah, no, if you give me a minute, I can look it up, because I know it's...
what are you doing? They're the monthly payments not due yet.
They're saying it's a business card.
It's my Alucard.
Nope.
You've activated my Alucard.
So, this guy...
No, please.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't look bad. He looks kind of neat.
He does. He looks cool.
3.5.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I was...
I mean, do we have a decent picture of his sword?
Probably not. One. No,
kind of.
That one's
all right. This isn't awful.
Oh my god!
His sword is okay.
It's not bad.
It's very basic, but I may be able to save it a little bit with a small reference. It's like this. It's like this much of a. It's like a very dinky, tiny. It's like this much of a reference. You see that? Thank you. That's exactly what I was going for. It looks like a Xenoblade.
But I hated Xenoblade.
Well, then I have Shane something the that fuck you're going to love then, Nick. Because he's got a fucking Tony Stark arc reactor.
Dude,
in his,
Xenoblade
his
Chronicles,
oh,
especially that second game on the fucking Switch. Holy shit.
Oh, no. Those are Xenoblade Chronicles. There's a Xenoblade Saga back on the old Xbox 360.
Are you talking about Xenosaga? Because that's not the same thing.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, not even close.
Look, so, I'm tired and I'm Xenosaga, coming out of the whole I drugged myself Xenosaga, last night so Xeno, I could sleep.
Xenosaga is technically part of the Xenogears games.
Well, they fucked up with those sequels.
I think they're even supposed to be prequels.
And to be fair,
I can't remember. I know Xenosaga is tied to Xenogears. I don't remember exactly how off the top of my head.
To be honest with you, it's not really much of a... I mean, it's a sword for a hobbit, but for him, it's like a...
It is kind of... Okay.
It's a Japanese short sword for, like, the samurai.
It's just a shorter basic blade because...
It's a wakizashi.
A basic blade is about from the belt to the top of the head.
Yeah.
Relatively, that's a basic sword. Because you figure... If you ever see, like, somebody carry a full-size
normal sword is about 3 feet long, three and a half at max.
Yeah, because you got to figure they carry it.
Long
they
swords
put it on their
are
hip
about
and it hangs down.
Feet.
It can't be Cloud's. Cloud puts it on his back and it's still scraping the ground and it can't sit on.
Cloud wielded as Zweilander.
When they redo the game and he has to sit down, he's like, he's got to tip it all over and shit. So he sits down. Yes, and then nobody else can sit because he takes up the whole bench like an asshole with his big sword.
It's because this is not 1997 where things magically disappear on your back.
Things magically disappear.
Just fucking pull it out of the ether. Where'd you get that? Don't fucking worry about it.
Don't fucking worry about it. No, his
sword
is
fine. I've
had
it the whole fucking time.
His sword is fine. It does remind me very much of like a Xenoblade Saga sword.
Well, and he's kind of got a samurai-esque helmet. So this guy's not bad.
I do
dig
that
helmet. I'll give him a 4.3.
I also don't hate this. It's a simple thing, but I like this little gold thing here.
Oh, the gold
neck. The neck comes up to protect him. I like that. I kind of like this power core thing.
Yeah.
I would reference Mega Man material. You would reference Iron Man material.
Actually, Mega Man would work too.
He's solid. For what he is, I do not hate him at all. I'm going to give him a 4.5. I like him a lot.
Shane, did you get... Okay.
Yeah, I got Shane. I got everybody.
Oh, okay.
3.86 for that man.
Cool.
Dude's doing all right.
Next.
Let's check out Leaders. Dr. Z.
Ow, god damn it. Ow. Fuck.
Oh,
sorry,
my
Bill's
what
wife was yelling shit downstairs. That was very funny.
Well, see, now this man is not aesthetically pleasing to look
at. No. What the fuck?
I already got my score for him. It's not going to be good.
And the only picture that we can actually see his full suit is so damn tiny. Is that it?
I mean, you could kind of see what's going
on.
Well, it's not great. He's got the white hair. He's got the weird robot eye thing, and then he wears doctor suit, kind of. It's
not
really
though. I do not like this guy.
I want to know. You know what that this piece over his left eye reminds me of another villain from Power Rangers Time Force, Rancic. He has that thing over.
Little bit. Yep. I could see where you're coming from with that.
Yep.
He reminds me. When I look at him, if he was bald, he reminds me of that awful fucking evil doctor dude from the old G.I. Joe series.
Dr. Mindbender?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's where my mind is going.
But this guy has hair, so he can't be
he
that
has
guy.
Hair.
Yeah, plus he doesn't have a mustache or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
I don't know why, but that's for some reason what I'm referencing, and I know it's not right, but that's where my mind is going.
I don't like the way this dude looks, though.
I'm giving this guy a 1 because I think he sucks.
Yeah, I will also give this man a 1 so we can not look at him.
I don't want to.
Yeah, he deserves to be on.
Now,
let's not put him on the list.
If we have to look at him, go to the last picture at least because there's better stuff in that picture.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a 1 also. I want to give him lower, but I never want to see this man again.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Wiki decided he needed to throw down in the Discord instead of in the Facebook chat, saying that one of our fans from South America, he's the one who got the pictures, and he's like, he did the best he could. And it's like, yeah, we know.
No, I said that.
We get that. We
and sometimes
and we
it's not your fault.
Yeah,
sometimes it's Google's fault.
Well, the big thing, like I said, unless you have the series, you're watching it on your computer, you're taking direct screenshots,
right?
Like, you're left to what is on the internet, and strangely enough, when it comes to villains, like the heroes, you can find 1,000 fucking pictures. Sometimes the bad guys have like 2, 3, 4 images, and they're all fucking bad.
Yep, exactly.
I'll have to see if
depends.
I can't. Get back into photo editing and see if I can't start getting these cleaned up and blown up.
Right, but now that I'm back at paying attention, I have a 0, a 1, and a 1. Am I missing another 1 here?
Yeah.
So it should be 3 1s, a 0, and I'm going to give that man a fucking 2 because I'm generous. So
stop being generous.
He's a 1.
Welcome to 2021. We're assholes. We're jaded. We're sick and tired of bullshit.
Okay, so let's check out Alpaca Brothers.
Alpaca Brothers?
Alpaca Brothers.
Fucking sweet. We get alpacas.
Yes. This is...
It's going to be terrible.
I think this is Asakusa.
That's a card.
That's a trading card.
Yeah, this is going to be a Ninja Zoom in.
Oh, my God.
What did you expect? They're alpaca.
Yeah.
It's an alpaca, Bill. Just humanoid.
Yeah.
Really badly humanoid.
Now, you know what an alpaca looks like, right? Just so you...
Not until just now, I guess.
Yep. That's basically an alpaca if it was a human.
Yeah, something... Can we have a... Is there a different picture? Maybe
this is
doing something?
It.
This is
this
the best
is what
one.
You get.
Except for zooming in on that card, that's about it.
This is all we
oh,
get.
Sweet. I wonder what's on that shelf.
Some cool toys.
Oh, dude, that is sick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I'll give that shelf a 5, and I'm going to give him a 1.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to give him a 2 to be generous. And yes, you can shit on me back, Seth. That's okay.
No, that's fine. I'm giving him a 3. So I have a 1, a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Tsukushima is next.
Oh, Bill.
Did Bill give a score?
Oh, I gave him a 1.
Okay.
So it should be...
God.
1.6. And oh, yes, because Bill.
Oh, God.
That's a better picture.
Yes, that's alpaca.
Well, this picture, he gives you candy.
Well, my mom always told me not to take candy from strangers or weird alpaca mutants.
Oh, I was never told anything about alpaca mutants, just strangers.
My mom was very specific on who I should not take candy from. Don't take candy from strangers or alpaca mutants.
He's the exact same as the brother. I'm giving him a fucking 3. I'm leaving him the same.
Yeah, he's basically the same.
I give it a 1, but I want to know what candy he has, so...
Could be ramen, yeah.
So should I just?
I love ramen.
So do I.
The same fucking score then. So he's a
1.6.
Mama
never said nothing about ramen from.
Yeah, that is true. My mom said no candy from strangers, but I can always take ramen.
I've given this guy a 1.
Well, I still give him a 1, but he has. But that's because he has ramen.
I don't give a shit.
He's
what
a 0,
has.
But he gets a 1 because he's got ramen.
Okay, Drill Cyclops.
I bet you. Yep,
another card.
This is going to be our best bet.
Yep.
He's got titties.
Holy shit.
This dude looks like a knockoff Mega Man villain.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like the, what is it, the Drill Rhino guy from the X series.
Sure. I totally never only played Mega Man X.
Yeah, I can't remember if he's from 2 or 3, but either way.
What are we talking about? I was staring at this fucking thing.
Mega Man X.
Oh, were you staring at his
the X series.
Titties?
On the X series, there's that fucking Drill Rhino guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean,
looks
he
like
does
that.
Have a he does have a drill on his forehead like a
the
rhino
chat
horn,
chat
so.
Was saying knockoff of Crash Man.
No, Crash Man is way cooler than this
Crash
dude.
Crash Man is way cooler than this dude.
I think he was just because of the drill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, the drill hands and the
helmet
being cool and stuff. Yep. And actually, I don't know the word cool.
I'm going to be honest with you. He's also not as cool as Drill Man was. No.
I got a deuce. Who got anybody else?
I give him 1 point.
Is it bad? The first thing I noticed was the weird boob things he has.
The weird boob things throw
us off terribly. That's the first fucking thing I noticed. I'm like, dude, this guy's got titties.
This dude also has way too much on the drill aesthetic.
1.5.
Now I'm going to give it this many.
Yeah, I'll also do that.
Okay, and then 2 ones divided by... 1.48. So far, these guys have sucked.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad here. I'm not...
Why did we start off with the unofficial...
Because the fans wanted the officials to be their own thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
We could have still done the unofficial afterwards.
This dude is... Oh, my God.
Shane Butcher's name.
Shane, butcher that name.
Oh, Shane's about to butcher this name.
Pull your pants up, too, Cracky. God, you are not Seth.
You should have pulled your... You should have lowered your pants, fucking flashed your crack right in his face, and fucking butchered the fuck out of this name, hurting his eardrums and his eyes.
Yeah.
Along with his back and his leg.
While his back hurts, he can't do too much about it.
I still got one good leg. I will put my foot like, up his ass.
My back hurts. My leg hurts. My ears hurt. My eyes hurt.
I'm just going to go home.
I got this foot.
Okay. So it's like Kabu Kicho.
I'm sitting in just the right position where I can laugh. And it doesn't hurt as bad.
Arjanis Sagana.
That's his name.
Cool.
Happy dab, dude. Yep, let's go. Fucking this guy.
This guy.
He has a throne, so that's cool.
He also has henchmen with white coat and black pants, and henchmen with gray suit.
The best.
So we have more toys to sell.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, this guy is one of the cooler looking ones.
Dude, he looks like something you could make in the new Soul Calibur. Fucking create a character. I can even tell you how to do it. Those boots are in the game.
Yep.
This jacket's in the game. Those wings, I just fucking take those bat wings, turn them, and flip them.
Yep. Yeah.
You could make this guy.
This dude is pretty cool, though.
Hell, even those gloves are in the game.
Right.
He is one of the better-looking villains, I'm going to be honest. And
all right, wait. Go back to that one. Go back.
This one?
I like how those light up.
Yeah.
That looks
eyes,
fucking
cool.
Sweet.
That is cool.
All right, this dude's getting a 4.5. I dig this guy.
I'll agree.
I'll give him a 4.2.
That and purple and gold, fucking good color scheme. This dude is a regal motherfucker you don't screw with. It's like Batman.
He's the
man.
Most solid thing I've seen the entire thing, 4.5. Like, the main bad guy lady, like I said, she looks like something out of Tommen and Usagi, and this guy finally looks like he belongs in this show.
4.14.
Or that he could have been a Rangers bad guy villain.
Right.
Oh, there you go, Shane.
Shane, more bird
this
turn.
This guy. His last name.
Monzen Nakachu Shoebill.
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 Shoebill. Shoebill.
Yep, let's check out Shoebill.
So far, he's pretty solid.
Shoebill is pretty fucking sweet.
Right?
I'm sure Bill would be mad if I shoot him, though.
Shoebill,
right, this dude is
pretty
fucking cool.
Sweet.
Oh, we got monks with white masks.
Look, all right, yeah. So he's got the cool Shaolin hat. His face mask is, like, cracked, and he's got that one glowing eye. Then he's got some, like, weird bird or fucking plague doctor glowy chest piece, and I fucking dig it.
Yeah, no
this
shit.
This dude is
more
dope.
More likely, I'm going to say bird. He's probably Tengu.
This dude gets a 5.
Bam. Fucking, he hit the goddamn ceiling.
This dude is a 5.
Coolest guy I've seen.
5.
Shoebill! Shoebill.
Shoebill out the door.
Yeah, I'll agree. 5.
Wow. Even his weapon's cool.
Yeah, even his weapon is legitimately cool.
I mean, it's just basic, but it's awesome.
Sometimes, though, when you don't over-design, like, because they could have given him some crazy fucking ridiculous death scythe thing and overdid it.
And they're like, no, he's a fucking monk dude. Here's a monk stick.
Right. Yeah, that's so fucking...
Oh,
he's...
A lot.
Shit, even the fans
design.
Are going like
yeah, they're
fives.
Going fives, too.
This dude's solid as shit.
4.4.
You bitch.
Fucking Seth, what are we sitting at?
4.88 for the Tengu monk.
Nice.
So he's,
oh, it beat
he's
my
only
porn
in second
star.
Still.
No,
or
he's
did
in
he
first.
No, he's in first.
The
good.
Porn star got 4.69.
Holy fuck, there you go, Shane. There's, that's
name.
Your favorite. Oh,
Shane
my God.
Name. Get on it. No, oh, I'm
his
old.
Names.
Shibuya Kozorina Higginaga.
Higgins!
Alfred?
Fuck, Alfred? Now I want to play fucking Shining Force again. We need to go get Higgins, goddammit. Whoa,
there's
what the
face,
fuck?
And there's him.
Brompy can... chest.
Okay,
this dude's
so,
kind of neat.
So this dude accidentally, see, he was on his way to the Guyver set, and he wandered on the Akihabara Rangers, and they were just like, a monster! And he's like, so I'm here to... And then he starts getting punched. He's like, what the fuck? So then he starts chest beaming all over the fucking place.
He's like, I'm just here for the Guyver shoot. Jesus, yep. Man.
Guyver's on set 8.
Yep.
I know!
That's what fucking happened here.
I had to cut through here to get there. They got a big truck parked in the way.
And then they were like, well, fuck, like, we can't waste the fight scene. So, like, put an explosion graphic, and they beat him. There. Episode.
Dude's like, as he's walking away, better get a paycheck for
that. No shit.
All right, hold on. I got to do my, the thing for this episode. Christopher Barker, you are the winner of 1,000,000 Shane stream points. There you go. Congratulations.
Okay.
Higgins! Because he also yelled Higgins. He wins. Congratulations.
Is there a different picture to give us more of a...
Nope, that's what we got.
3.
This dude's pretty cool. I'll give him a 4.
I'm not sure why Jake made a Courage the Cowardly Dog reference.
I don't either.
I don't know why, but
look,
it's
I can only award
wonderful.
Points once a stream, okay?
It's still wonderful. I just don't know why he made that reference.
I'm getting me my mallet. I'll give this guy a 4.
He wins humor science for
this
stream. How's that?
3.8. Yep.
Shane, what'd you give him?
4.
Oh. Last Seth, picture. That's another 4. Because Shane gave him 4.
The last picture.
I mean, the dude's cool.
He gets a 4 because he could fit here or Guyver or...
And he shoots chest laser beams.
Chest laser beams always get you points.
And he's got cool fucking weird centipede head.
Yeah, I'll have to agree to the 4. I mean, to be fair, he is an aphid, so he's on theme with the whole bug thing. And then the fact that, like you said, he literally could have shown up as an actual villain on any of the other shows. Yeah, that'll work. So I've got 3 4s and a 3.8. Who am I missing?
Higgins don't use no mallet.
You missed my 3.
Ah, yeah, there we are.
Okay. Play some Shining
Force.
So
we're at a 3.76.
Who's that guy, Shane?
And yeah, I keep missing scores because fucking Discord's going 8.
These motherfucking names,
they
dude.
Get more and more ridiculous.
People, get the fuck off Discord. We're scoring.
To be fair, the reason why they're bitching over in Discord is because apparently YouTube isn't working for them, 1. And 2, the other problem is, yeah, according to them, YouTube is being a bitch and not letting them talk.
Oh, yeah,
so they're either fucking chat spamming and typing 800 messages in quick succession, which puts you in timeout, Wiki! Stop fucking sending 8 messages in a row, dude! We love you, but take your time!
Send them!
Because then we wouldn't have anyone in chat, Bill. They'd all be in timeout.
He's true.
If you rapid fire happened to me on your stream the first night.
Yep,
right.
And I didn't even think I was rapid firing. I sent 4 messages, and then they locked me for a half an hour.
Yep.
Did anyone else talk in between them?
I was the only motherfucker in the room.
That's why.
He was the only one in the room. Yeah,
I was the only motherfucker in the room.
They count that as spamming.
Yeah. Right. They locked me out of his stream for a half an hour.
Yep.
So
there's that shit, but at the same time, from what I was also hearing, apparently half of these names have been shortened down because they're supposed to be based off of animals and the city that the animal is from.
This is the short version of the name?
This is supposed to be the short version of the name, yes.
All right, well, this man's,
holy fuck!
This man's name
hold on.
Is...
hold on.
This man's name is Shibuya Saitaka... Awadachisho. I'm just going to say Higgins.
Higgins!
Alfid.
Aphid.
Another aphid.
Fuck,
okay.
Man.
Aphid.
Yeah.
If that's the shortened version of these people's names,
yeah,
it's
no
astonishing.
Some people call me Tim.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, thank God for that, because
right.
I can't say your name.
That looks exactly like the other form.
No.
What's different?
We see
he's
this guy
not
in the light.
Yeah, it's actually daylight.
Changed a bit so he doesn't have the
and he's
fucking
in the light.
Light beam.
I'll bet you
still got the chest beam thing.
I'll
he's
bet
just
you
not
it's more or
it.
Less. It's more or less a color swap.
more than likely.
Which means he gets the same score. Because
it's just like those fucking weird guys at the start.
Yeah, Tim gets a 4.
Weird llama face motherfuckers.
Yeah, that dude gets the same.
Sure. So, yeah, we'll leave him the same. 3 points.
Llama.
We looked
you
at
said llama, man. My mind went to the Emperor's New Groove, man.
Oh, give that guy a fucking 2. He's, I mean, I guess he's the same as the other guy.
Same as the other guy. We just
left him the same.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we left it all the fucking same.
It's okay. Like the Llama Brothers.
Okay, this is easier than the last one, Shane.
Yeah, because it's only 2 words. Shimo Kitazawa. Acidan.
Neat.
Oh. Come at me, bro.
Yeah, no shit.
What you waiting for, bitch?
What's
up? I'm standing here. I don't give no fucks.
Okay. More of this guy's fucking head.
Is that what we got? Oh, okay. Why is he? Okay, dude. Just the bathroom is over there.
Oh, no shit.
All right. So,
guys, I know I'm supposed to fight, but I got to take a wicked
win. So, you're in this scene, I need you to. What are you doing?
I got to pee.
I can't take this guy serious.
I'm giving this guy a 2.
Well,
this dude
seriously
gets a 2.
Right there.
Dude, I can't
serious.
Take him serious.
He seriously has to pee.
Seriously has to pee.
He's like, guys, hurry up. Let's shoot this scene. Yeah. What am I doing? Well, in this scene, you have to stand. I don't want to stand. Give me something. I got to move. Well, we don't need you to move yet.
2.
Never mind.
1.5. I cannot take pee, man. Seriously.
2.2.
Alright, well, he is at a 2.14 because I'm giving him a 3 because he still looks like a basic monster.
Damn,
design.
He was only 1 point away from pi. But he's not cool.
Oh, well, this guy's way easier, Shane. Enjoy that.
Yo, yo, guy. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo!
Yo,
Jersey
yo,
Alpha.
Yo, 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 yogi. Oh, wait.
Yo, yogi water spider. Yo, yogi.
It's a spider. Congrats, it's a spider. Oh.
Get in the picking the best.
Oh, my
da-boo-boo.
God. It is.
It's just
a spider.
Fucking spider.
It's a speeder.
And then it does something, and then they ride that.
Coming
big
after your picking the best.
Okay. Well.
Or maybe it, like, takes him over, like.
Kind of like a parasite.
I hate spiders. Because of the whole Mortal Kombat, anytime I go see one, we decide who dies. It's typically the spider.
Decide who dies.
I look at the
far,
spider.
It's got a flawless fucking record.
No. I have one loss. That's how we found out
about
the whole can die from spider.
You got to lose at least once to find that out.
From that point on in my life, it has been almost it is the antithesis of Glass Joe's record, all right?
Nick almost escaped this life as the goat. Didn't just that knockdown.
One.
A knockdown got him.
Overestimated himself.
That was the first fight. After that point, I learned.
He went and got some training.
Yep.
Yeah, it's squish. I'm bigger than you.
What would you do on this one, then?
I need a very...
Squishing
it. I need an industrial-sized can of Raid. Or a large newspaper. A very large newspaper.
Kill it with fire.
I mean, he's fine.
I mean, I could rig up a flamethrower.
He's a big spider monster. I mean, we've
and
seen
his name
worse.
Is Yayogi, so I'm going to give it like a 3.5 because it is a spider.
I'm just gonna
but
do
I don't see no picnic basket.
I'm doing a 3.
He's looking for the pick in a basket.
I'll do a 3. He's a basic fucking CGI monster to fight a Megazord.
He's a speeder. He's a 2.9. I want to give it a 3 to not be a prejudiced asshat, but it's a speeder.
I actually don't think it necessarily deserves the 3, but I'm just going to...
It's a basic bitch speeder.
Yeah.
2.68, moving on.
Yes.
Season 2.
Time. Boros.
Lol.
I guess this guy is funny.
Fucking get on it, Shane.
Evil Mecha. Cola Canth.
Cola Canth?
Cola can't.
Yep.
Can't, whatever.
So it's like a shark?
It's like a fish.
It's actually
kind of
cool.
Dude.
It's obviously a fish. You can tell it's a fish on his head.
Okay, the other picture is not so great. It's not doing us a lot of favors, so we're going to focus here. I don't know what's going on with this person, but I like this.
The person over there is like, what the fuck is that?
I mean, white and black and red help.
Yes.
Color scheme.
I like
it. It's got a giant brompy chest thing.
Yep. I don't actually hate the fish head craziness thing going on here. This is the kind of thing that could go south real fast and be real stupid. But I think they may have actually pulled this off. I think I'm at a 4. I like this a lot.
I can agree. I'll give it a 4.
I don't know why I like it a lot. Because I can look right at it and tell
it's
you that this could go south fast.
It's because the aesthetics, they didn't try to go for, like, retarded derp fish face. But they also didn't try to make it, like, ridiculous, amazing fish. They're like, here's a fucking fish.
I don't know why, but when I look at it, it gives me a bit of the white tiger zord in megazord form, along with a shark.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
4.4.
Somebody just said, it's Macross with a fish head.
Who said that?
SH walking meme.
Because they're going to get banned from the chat. That's Wiki. Banned from the chat.
Bye, Wiki.
Why?
Go back to Discord. We're not paying attention to it no more.
Not.
I love you, though, buddy. I'll see you in my streams.
Do we do that, guy? Is he done?
I'm going to give him
I don't know. I'm waiting on one more score. I got a 4, a 3, 5, a 4, and a 4, 4. So who'd I miss?
3.7.
Okay, here we go.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
3.92, moving on.
We ain't going to ban nobody from chat, mainly because we can't.
I mean, technically we could, but...
I mean, we'd have to do it from Bill's computer.
These are foot soldiers?
Yeah, I know.
That's too much of a pain in the ass.
That's what I'm saying. Just technically we could, but we'd have to, like...
So these are one...
Rearrange some shit first.
Wonders. And...
Huh. Oh, hey, what the fuck were they called? Charons? Bill? Original Star Trek? There were only two of them left. Racist assholes killed each other because he had the one color
bitch
on one face and the other one.
You mean the Riddler guy?
Yeah, it was.
No.
One of the guys was the guy
by
that was
the Riddler.
Oh.
The race is represented by two actors, most famously the guy that played the Riddler.
Yeah,
that's exactly
and
who he's referencing.
And they had a straight line down their face breaking it up. One side was black, one side was white, but they were racist assholes because the white side was on the other side.
Yeah, their argument was he's black on the left side, I am black on the right side.
So he is wrong and an abomination, I need to kill him.
Yeah, that was their
argument.
That was
their whole
argument.
That's the reason why their whole race died out. Because they fought each other to the death,
they
even down to the last two.
They literally had a world war race war that literally annihilated their entire planet.
Oh, I mean like what we're about having here in America.
No.
This was race.
Ours is political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is garnering into race, but we're not even going to go down that road right now.
Yep.
Right. And to be fair, technically with these guys, while yes, they are similar, technically it's... They're a woman on the one side and a man on the other, so it's that is more giving me fucking flashbacks to Hannah sitting around watching, like, RuPaul Drag Race all the time, where they do, like, the fucking Dancing with the Self shit for the contest at the end. Yeah, you'd actually have to watch the episode to understand that one.
Have no involvement whatsoever or understanding of, like, drag culture, don't dive in. You may not be able to handle it.
Yep.
It's wild once you get... sadly, see, I was in Florida. And in Florida, in my area, in Daytona, there is a very prevalent drag community.
Yep.
That I had to... I won't say had to, because, like, some of those people were pretty cool, and I did learn a lot, but, like... I seen those people every Friday night at the bar.
There we go.
Yep.
So you kind of got used to and started to understand what it was they were into and what it was they were doing.
Right.
But if you're not prepared, it looks like the Rocky Horror Picture Show every Friday night, and it will take you aback.
Yep.
I'm good then.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I've already
for,
seen
for
stuff.
You, yeah, you'd be no. Like I said, I can handle it, But that's because I also grew up where in high school Bill would pass around CDs where every now and again you'd be like, oh, hey, let's check out this folder full of naked girls. What the fuck? Why does this chick have boobs and a penis? What the fuck? So
Bill
you
kind of
get
that.
Used to it pretty quick in high school.
It's fucking hysterical. It was funny.
Motherfucker over here.
All right, go to the... Wait, do we have any more pictures?
I don't know.
I haven't even tried yet.
Yes, oh, we do. Okay.
All right, these fucking henchmen are fabulous, all right?
Actually,
I like these.
Okay, this is going to be real fucking crazy. Here it comes.
Vogue
you to death.
Okay, that's fine.
Why?
Because they're fucking awesome.
Because I look at these villains, and I look at this pose,
Ginyu
and
Force?
I look at this picture, and one thing comes to mind.
Ginyus?
I feel like I met these guys on Persona somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
They look like straight up pulled right out of Persona villains. They look fucking terrific in that aspect. They look
any,
like I
actually,
ran into.
Any
I could
of the
have,
shi-
I could have ran into these. I could have ran into these guys in 5 or 4 or 3.
Or just any of the Shin Megami Tensei games. Period.
Yep, they would
it's
not
all
have
the same
been.
Universe.
They would not have been out of place at all.
I've seen some weird.
Yeah,
there's a dude. There's a fucking demon that's sitting on a toilet. Okay, that's... a
lot of people are calling out that JoJo's
that dude's cool. He's taking his shit and killing people.
A lot of people are calling out JoJo.
Three.
I've yet to really sit down with it, but yeah,
oh, I've
I'm
actually
you.
Watched. I've watched JoJo's Bizarre Three. Adventure, all the way up until the
now.
Most
here's why. Here's why you're
JoJo,
wrong. Here's the only reason
like
you're wrong.
Much.
So about once a show, I kind of just because Mr. Sheep. There's a reason you're wrong when you say for Sentai. No, these guys. The same reason that I said the villainous is fine and should and is okay for a four is. Anything anime or Sentai fits into this category because these are technically anime rangers.
Yep.
That is the whole theme of their shit. And since very much Persona is a video game anime, these guys fit Persona perfectly. They tie into this whole demographic. They fit the whole vibe. These guys are fucking spot on.
Yep.
I will be in agreement on that. So yeah, it's a 5.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you have to like them.
It's
like,
true.
Like what you
sure.
like, Mr. Sheep.
But Shane, what you got?
3's fine.
Okay, so we divide by the 4.2.
Leader General Pain. Oh, wow.
Sweet baby Jesus, please tell me we're reviewing the guy on the left.
Wow. Because
if it's the one on the right, we're
most
in trouble.
It most certainly is this anime, demented, twisted fucking Dynasty Warriors character on the right here. Without a doubt, it has to be. It is.
God,
I am happy.
Why is it a toy?
He looks like evil Rangers Cesar Romero.
His kabuki makeup.
Yeah.
On top of that, he's sitting there playing with his dolls like Darth Helmet.
Yes.
Next.
Oh, okay. I just seen in the chat.
Okay.
He creates the monsters.
He's Finster.
Yeah, it says via toy. So he's like an evil toy maker dude, like Finster, except Finster made, you know, models, clay models.
He made
yep.
sculptures, and this dude steals
evil,
toys.
Evil Cesar Romero, evil Japanese Cesar Romero toy creator monster guy. Oh, this dude is fucking fabulous.
You know, I can't hate on him now. I want to... But, I mean, even his helmet's cool, though. Yeah. Fuck!
Oh, shit. And he gives evil speeches. Yes! Yes! Yes!
God damn it.
No, sir. Yes. I did not see you playing
I'm
with your
sorry.
Toys.
I'm sorry. It's all in fucking 5. this dude has made me happy.
This guy's going to get a 4.4. I'll give him that. I want to hate him. I can't. Like that initial face, I'm like, oh, God, no. And then as we went, I'm like, no, it's growing on me.
This guy's making me
scream inside.
So,
I'm kind of. Is
that
a one then?
I'll be kind of do two.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. What you...
Bill, you're never going to get him to agree on a five with us.
I'll do spirit fingers.
Nope.
Okay.
Jazz hands.
Okay, so I want to hate him as well. So I will. One.
No! So I will.
No!
Thank you, Shane. Thank you.
I want to hate him as well.
So
I will.
He's so great.
3.48.
I'm sorry, but they are right. This guy, even as cool as he still can't stop the rhino, though.
Right. Well, that's why he only gets a five, is because he can't stop a rhino.
Monsters of the week.
Uh-oh. Shane butchering names.
Well, this is just fucking Chief Clerk Blu-ray.
What
the f-
You're going to have to zoom in.
So he's an evil Blu-ray player?
Apparently.
One.
Yeah, he has a remote for a shield
and
thing.
And he gets a one. Because he looks stupid.
Okay. He's dumb. He probably fits their aesthetic. But he's really dumb.
He's really dumb.
Really dumb.
But I never want to see him again, so he gets a one.
You know, Bill, a show that goes on for many, many, many years starts to run out of ideas.
This is only the second year.
Is this what's happening here?
So basically,
it's their second year, but technically they're related to the Super Sentai, and this is like 2007?
2010 to 11,
it's
I think.
It's like something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like...
It's been going on since the 70s.
Yeah.
So when you
when you've been making villains since 1975...
And you're sitting
like,
there,
fuck it, just
and the guys, like the guys sitting there, like
size the fucking.
They're like, what do we? What kind of enemy do we need? We need a monster. Ugh.
That guy, fucking
Blu-ray player.
Blu-ray player.
Sir.
I mean,
you heard me.
Again, these unofficial guys are fighting the man and corporations. So I mean. For me, it kind of fits.
It
so
fits, but it still looks stupid.
I'm with you.
So with that, I have to leave him at a 3, roughly, but he
I'm
does
say
look
this.
Like garbage,
he
so
fits.
I'm going to have to drop him down to a 2.8.
He fits, but only if you're a fan. I'm at a 2.
Fair enough.
Just because he fits
he's
the series
bad.
Doesn't mean he's good.
Which is why he gets a 1.
Anything about good.
Because one
that's
is,
why I said the most he could be would be a 3 for me.
One is this is simply bad. In fact, just for the fact of new people find the show every day, just for the grading scale, in case you're wondering if you're new here, 5 is perfect for this kind of material. 4, this is great for this kind of material. 3, this is basically what you'd expect out of this material. 2, you'll appreciate this if you're a fan. 1,
one.
Simply bad. 0,
we're sorry we showed it.
Yeah, we're sorry you had to see this.
Yeah, Ronin's right on this one. The reason why I don't like him. Well, because he's not 4K.
He certainly isn't.
He's not 4K, and I live in a 4K.
A 4K didn't exist back
no,
then.
No, I live in a 4K world
in
now.
In fact, looking at his remote, I would almost tell you that he,
First gen Blu-ray.
This motherfucker's 480p.
I would tell you he's one of them knockoff Blu-ray players that you buy that claim to be Blu-ray but barely fucking play at DVD high quality. And you're like, this Blu-ray player was like $30. I don't understand.
So I'm gonna get I'm gonna get 480p over here.
Still
better than 480i. That's 4.8p.
So the highest I could possibly give him is a
1. Sheep says he makes me want to convert to VHS.
I mean, he's not wrong. I wouldn't mind going back to VHS after looking at this guy.
Well, but then here's the question. Are you going to go two-head or four-head VHS?
No, I thought the PS3,
bitch.
If I'm not mistaken, they sold that at a pretty heavy loss. I think that was a top-of-the-line Blu-ray player in the PS3.
Oh,
I think it was higher quality.
Sure as hell wasn't a top-of-the-line console.
True.
No.
1.56.
But for its time, when they were sold, I think those Blu-ray players were, in fact, they were better. I remember my PlayStation 3 was a better Blu-ray option than actually using the Blu-ray player that I got for Christmas that year.
until your Blu-ray drive fucked up, but yep. That's another story for another time.
Chief Editor...
Yeah, that's why I have a PS3.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Chief Editor HVD.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
You have to zoom in on these images.
What is he, Shane?
Dumb. Oh! So his dreads are like cables.
Yes.
Okay. He has speakers.
I know that's a disc tray, and I know that that right there is the fucking White Ranger.
What you doing, Scott?
Wait, why is fuck? What?
I don't know why Kiba's here.
Kiba is here.
I have no idea.
I mean, it is the Akiba Ranger, so Kiba's showing up.
Oh, shit. I know why he's here.
No, I think it's the Mighty Morphin Powerful Ranger.
Dude, he is legitimately here to make this picture better. So, he gets a five, and the monster...
If I remember right, this is the
American Rangers show up.
I think it's the
Powerful
Rangers.
Rangers.
I think it's the Powerful Rangers, because in that series, they actually meet up with, like, the American Power Rangers, quote.
Yep, end quote.
And they wear, like, they have the exact same, but they have red and blue. Yeah, they have a red, white, and blue.
Oh,
like,
okay, so apparently this dude brainwashes Kiba and turns him evil.
Okay, sure.
Fair enough. Well, either way, would you like a spoiler alert? Because HVD means hosted virtual desktop. That's the reason why he is the editor, and he looks like the Blu-ray player from before. He's supposed to be the computer tower that edits the episodes.
So Kiba gets a five, and we'll give
him
a one.
He gets a one.
Okay.
Because I still don't want to see him ever again, but he deserves less.
What do you give Kiba?
Okay, so we're going to give it a one. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so then we divide by the five, and he's a 1.36, because I left his ass at a 2.8.
I do not like these guys.
Hade Skin, aka Tintel Reiger.
According to the chat, season two...
Thank Christ!
According to the chat, season two, they don't fight the man.
Really?
Yes. That's only season one.
Ah, fair enough. Either way, it's still an in-joke for making your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been making our own shit for 11 fucking years now!
Yeah, it has been 11 years.
It's not longer.
No. Oh, he hearts you.
No.
I hate those candies.
Wait.
Oh,
yeah,
the chalk?
They're all chalky.
You might as well just eat chalk.
Dude, yeah.
Hey, they're a good substitute for Tums.
I shared that memory the other day.
If you don't have Tums.
Holy shit, it's the Ninja Storm Rangers.
Yeah,
it's only the yellow one.
It's supposed to be like a yellow
evil
storm
version.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that is the yellow Ninja Storm Ranger, because if you look closely at his sleeves, that's that chain mail that he wears.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one we're reviewing.
Oh, well.
So it's not. I don't know how or why it's not, but it's not.
It's fine. He doesn't look terrible. I mean, we've seen way worse.
We only got the midsection
and
up on the...
I will also tell you that it's also not the yellow, because that is a woman.
And yes, in that series, the yellow was a guy.
Yeah. Shane.
Eh. I'm just saying, he's standing next to the Ninja Ranger. Oh, those are the Thunder Rangers, but...
No, I'm saying he was Shane.
Shane was the Red Ranger.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Shane was red.
Dustin was yellow, and Tori was blue.
Dustin.
I mean, it's kind of cool looking.
I know my Power Rangers, man. That's what it was.
3.7?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna
there it is, found it.
I'll do what Nick did, 3.7. He's not bad. Cool. I mean, it's...
It's neat.
The other two guys are better looking, but...
Ninjas! Three and next.
Ninjas. Three.
Yeah, ninjas.
I just like the chainmail mesh.
3.38 for... Oh, look! Ninjas! Next!
Okay.
And by the way, for those Valentine's Day hearts, the flavors are Wild Clayberry, Tropical Drywall, Chalk Lovers, Plaster Surprise... Attic Citrus and Tums are the flavors for those Valentine's Day hearts.
Tums. See? That's the way to do it.
Yeah, found the...
Yep.
Yeah, see?
Accurate fucking...
I called it.
Accuracy, yes.
Yes,
Alpaca is back, huh?
This is a Kamari Alpaca?
Oh, hey, look. It's the same guy from before.
Yeah, no, no. He gets... what the fuck we put him at. I think it was like a fucking two something.
Isn't that Image from the first season?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
So we got the same fucking thing back.
Yep.
Bill, can you do me a favor? Can you go back to that last picture real quick and zoom in just a little bit?
I'm just
not on the lady. Not on the lady.
Before. I don't know.
Obviously, she makes the picture better. Okay, Bill. Those guys in the suits, they really look like you when you wore your suit in your Court of Owl mask.
Court of Owls, yeah.
It looks exactly
the dude from,
it looks exactly like him.
Dude second from the left.
Are you in this picture? Is that you?
You don't worry about what I do, Shane. What I do in my personal time is my business, Shane.
Well, obviously you're this one, not this guy.
Shane, what I do in my personal time is my business.
Oh, okay, clearly. You hang out with porn stars and alpacas. What?
Shane, did you not notice how fat the guy standing next to him is?
Man, yeah, you're there too, I guess.
So fucking don't ask what we do in our personal
time. Don't ask what we do with alpacas in our personal time, Shane.
Bill are fucking cosplaying. With strippers and alpacas.
You don't worry what we do
with
porn stars.
You don't worry about what we do.
You don't worry what we do with porn stars and alpacas in our personal time, Shane.
I don't want to know what you do with that.
You've heard of a donkey show, right?
Yes, I have.
But have you ever heard of an alpaca show?
Because that right
now I have.
Some serious shit.
Kelly can be a guy's name, too.
I know Kelly can be a guy's name. It's not bestiality. It's interspecies erotica.
But he's the same guy from last time, so he gets the same score. We don't even have to worry about
it. We don't even know what the fuck. We don't even remember what the fuck the score was.
But he's the same exact guy.
Yeah, so the same dude is whatever.
Oh, my God.
Shane, what's your name?
Kanima Samfo Gani. He's a, that or he's supposed to be a smartphone, because I see the little call number.
What the
thing.
Fuck's up with the rest of him?
I don't.
It's probably one of the charms that's supposed to be on the cell phone, because that's fucking big shit.
That is big shit over there, yes.
If you don't have a fucking charm on your cell phone, you're some sort of a fucking
demon. They were easier with the flip phones, but with these... Like, I guess a case could be made with a charm.
A lot of those cases have a charm piece on it.
Yeah.
I've seen that in an awful lot of the cinema that I've watched where they'll take the cases out and it's just got like a little open space at the bottom right.
One.
Regardless, this dude is awful.
Yeah, the guy sucks ass.
Yeah.
One. That's the best I can do for him. He's fitting with the stupid aesthetics that the other idiots did for villains.
Yeah, he gets,
so he gets a one.
Yep, that's fine. I agree. Shitty.
Otherwise, he would have got a zero.
Wow, that is
a 1.22. So I just dropped mine down.
Apparently, he's a mixture of three different things: a salmon, a smartphone, and a vine monster. Three things that should never be mixed.
Muto mushite.
It's probably good. Okay, good. It's not shite.
Oh, dude.
Oh, it's that robot dude. It's the toy. All right. Did I break a bill?
Apparently.
Man, why do I...
Did chat break a bill?
Look at this guy.
That
he
silver
looks
like
dude. Like the fucking cop robot from Futurama.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dude, I kind of got a Cyberman feel from Doctor Who a little bit when I first saw him.
Yeah, but...
Awesome.
It's the robot cop from Futurama.
Robot cop.
We got a 1093.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get medieval on these motherfuckers.
Okay, that's not who we're fucking...
No.
To be fair,
this dude's cool, though.
That might be the robot that becomes the toy.
Can you go back real quick? That helmet looks like it was on the yellow Ninja Ranger.
It very well could have been.
Yeah, it could have been. Again, to be fair, one of the big bads literally takes toys and turns them into monsters.
Yeah.
So, like I said, what I'm thinking is the Futurama robot is like a Terminator, and whatever fucking toy ends up being like the exoskeleton. That's my theory on it. I don't know. Again, I'm looking at fucking pictures. The chat will correct me. I know they fucking will. They always do. because I'm a dumbass. Next!
I think
this is it, man.
I thought there was another picture.
There's
where do you look at
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it's the... okay, never mind.
It's this?
Yeah, that,
it's
that, this is that. A sundown showdown.
This is it.
It's the showdown at
okay,
sundown.
Three, next.
Three.
Okay, it's three.
I'll give this dude a four. He's cool
four,
looking.
Three.
I like him.
It's three. So because of Nick, I have to basic math, motherfucker.
Fucking right you do,
so
bitch.
So 3.2, move the fuck on.
Damn it.
Making Seth's life harder.
Smartphone manga.
No, it's just because we've been here for an hour and a half and I have to pee now because I got tea to drink because
I'm
an idiot.
Oh, it's the same guy again.
Yeah,
kind of.
You know, slightly. It's slightly different.
Yeah,
this
slightly
is...
different. Now he's a tablet instead of a...
Yeah, he doesn't have the fish.
Yeah, guess what? He still gets a one.
Yeah, this guy's fucking dumb.
When
we're going to leave
when
him
you,
in
when
the
you're,
same,
when a smartphone's your face.
Okay, so that
one.
Guy... So, yes, so he gets a 1.22. We can move on. Because we're just going to leave him at the same fucking score.
When you're
I'm going to say two. You guys
face.
Are all going to say one. We're going to go, okay, fuck off.
Okay. You're a Shara Dimension.
That was a fucking villain? We thought her ass was on the fucking hero side.
Does she betray him?
Apparently, because she's a villain.
Maybe she gave him poison tea or something.
I ain't drinking no goddamn tea from some strange motherfucker on the mountain. Nobody the fuck else around. Sorry, that's an old what's up, so you should go listen
that's
to the what's up.
That's a good old
too.
Joke. In some instances, we do not heed Sid's cries of sit down and drink your goddamn tea. Next. Next.
Maybe zoom in on the pictures.
I mean, if you think it'll help, no. There you go.
That was just more terrifying.
Do you feel like that gave you a better understanding of this?
I felt like a goddamn cosplayer just walked on set.
It's kind of like the Guyver situation. Oh, hey, I'm here for the cosplay convention. Oh my god.
Okay, so there's this person. We're gonna go away. We're gonna go to this.
He wants nothing to do with her.
Yep.
But she wants that D.
It's true. She's ready to straight up give purple nurples.
Until she gets what she wants.
He's like, oh, stop, it hurts.
I'm too sober for this. Why did I stop drinking?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the hangovers. That's right.
Oh
wait,
my
what the? What
okay,
the,
so she shoots.
What the fuck?
She shoots out
what?
Pink.
She shoots a beam from her necklace
while there's kryptonite laying down.
Corn.
Yeah,
it's like kryptonite.
Fucking children of the corn attack. Let's go.
I am zoomed in. What are you?
This
yeah,
is as best as we can
as
do. Welcome to our hell.
Although to be fair, you guys are on a 15-second delay, so I mean, derp.
Even then, but. Jesus. We
next.
I'm sorry, sir. We've given her all the zoom she's got.
I mean,
she
I
can't zoom no more.
There you go. I mean, if it,
I guess we can,
if it
but
makes
still.
You feel better.
It doesn't
it makes
help.
Me feel worse.
That's a green.
It's not good at all, is it, Steve?
She turns people into food.
Okay.
So yeah. She's got Majin Buu powers,
but not as cool as Majin Buu.
She looks like a frightening sex doll of Sailor Moon. Yeah.
Next.
Do we have another picture?
This is it. This is what
no,
you
I meant
get.
Next fucking folder.
Oh.
fuck this. Just.
No, we got a ring.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Three.
It's, yeah, three. Fuck it. It's fucking weird chibi anime girl
oh,
thing.
Okay.
Fuck it. It's
no,
a three.
No, man, you're right, dude. That is a jalapeno.
Wow.
That's
the weirdest jalapeno I've ever seen, but all right.
Either way, scores.
Jalapeno.
I need scores so I get this bitch off the screen.
Two.
Here's the thing. See, I'm not stupid. See, if I give
no
it,
explanation.
If I give it a zero, I have to look at it again.
Yep.
Yes, you do.
That's why we've been doing ones.
You're so wrong.
No.
Starting off
ah!
this year.
Loophole!
This year
loophole!
Cheating. Starting off this year cheating.
Bill, I've been doing that
be
all
fair,
episode.
To be fair, I already have fucking Shame Zero Part 3, Hate Even Harder, ready to fucking go, because this motherfucker hasn't dropped a zero in like...
It's because we
four
learned
months.
We learned our lessons.
Oh, damn right.
Because I don't want to ever have to go through this, and I know I have to go through this.
Right. Well, give creepy, saddest motherfucker ever that bought this fucking Sailor Moon sex doll from China, Wish.com. Fucking
when you're trying to, when you're buying a Sailor Moon costume off Wish.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give it a one. So we can move the fuck on.
So it's a 10. We divide that by 5. It's a 2. We move the fuck on. Get rid of it. Are we done? Are we done? Fuck!
Nope, we're on Prism Ace.
Oh, there's only one.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Whoa! Behold my fabulous crotch!
Oh, shit.
Red Rocket means other things, too, you know. But not in this instance.
It's an Ultraman.
It's an Ultraman that stole some old lady's hair.
he's like, hey guys, sorry, I was getting my hair done.
I was getting a perm. It didn't turn out well because I had to rush over here.
Okay, so yeah, this
is it's an Ultraman.
It's fucking Ultraman.
It's a 3.
Yeah, it is.
yeah.
3.
It's fine.
An Ultraman with hair. It's 3.
Yeah, it's a 3.
Okay, yeah,
Seth.
I'll do that. Yeah.
3.1, because I'm giving him a 3.5.
Okay. That's it.
That was the folder.
That's the unofficial.
Which means we have 20 fucking minutes left.
Which means we do not have enough time to start another project.
Nope. So we
can
either hang out for a couple minutes or end early.
Well, you've got shit you got to get taken care of.
I do, but... If I get to that at 12, I don't know.
They close at 2, so he's got time.
I've already been there personally. I can't do it there. I have to call in, sit up here in the computer room by myself, all sad and shit, and go through a couple months of
stuff,
transactions.
Hey, you know what the upside is? While you're up here being all sad, once you get done with that, you can come downstairs and be glad when we build us a Jesta.
I thought you were about to do like a garbage bag.
Right, right.
You sit up here be sad, but then you come down and be glad. With glad bags.
Look, motherfucker, we are not sponsored.
Because we're going to throw all your shit away. Because there's an entire pile of shit that needs to be thrown the fuck away. If you can't tell, because all the stuff's going back up on the shelf, so there's going to be a pile of shit that does get thrown away.
Well, it seems as though we have kicked off 2021. Yes, I had a thought, and then it died.
I was wondering where you were going with it.
Same. Let's see where this goes. Apparently fucking nowhere.
My brain is semi-fried. Like, we saw some good shit. We saw some dumb shit. We saw some good shit today, and that kept me entertained. It kept my brain going. But unfortunately, at least 40 to 50% of my brain functions have been going, please, can we just kill all the nerve endings in my leg today?
No, I know
that is where I've been sitting. So my brain, if I seem like, yeah, a little bit, somebody's going to clip that and this could be great.
Right.
But if I seem like that, it's because my brain's shorting out right now because I'm like, please, I just want to hang out with everybody, enjoy a day. I have to go back to work tomorrow.
No, I get that. Like I said, I purposely went to bed at like 9:45 last night. Like, fuck, I got to wake up early. There's going to be snow all over the highway. It's going to be a pain in my ass.
They're asking us
still
to blow
awake
up the face
at 4
cam.
O'clock in the fucking morning.
They want you to make it
bigger. Oh, yeah, they want you to make it bigger.
Yeah, we have nothing else going right now, so.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I literally fucking woke up at 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning.
There.
And finally rolled out of bed at fucking 5 and played some Pokemon because had nothing better the fuck else to do.
Well, we can't see the face cam.
No, we can't.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah. We have
to
look.
You have to look on your phone for that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, my head's cut off. I know.
Yeah, Bill's got.
Yeah,
hit.
That's why.
That's
homie's
funny.
In the front, bitches right in the back.
Whoever made this hat was an idiot. You always put the green in front.
No, we put the red.
Well, the thing
up
is,
front.
It's like,
Oh, yeah, Billy.
Seth's wearing his Ranger shirt. Bill's wearing a Ranger shirt. You're wearing a Ranger shirt.
Meow Wars.
Scott's got Kitty Jedi, and I've got fucking science on my side.
Kitty
so
Jedi.
Now, to be fair, I've also had my Power Rangers shirt since Bill's wedding, because I thought that was supposed to be the whole thing, was we were supposed to fucking get one and do pictures like that, and nobody the fuck else committed.
Okay, so basically, because I left the gifts in the other vehicle, my wife will be here eventually. You guys all have shirts too.
Oh.
You have a new one.
Oh, good.
Because I know you
Is
said
Is it actually a 5X, so it'll fit my fat
Unfortunately,
ass? Not just be a sports bra for my B-cup titties?
Unfortunately, the website that I ordered them from...
Only goes up to a 3?
3X,
unfortunately. I figured as much. It's fine.
Now, I know that you
so
like
bigger
shirts.
So you're going to have a belly shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
But believe it or not, shirts like these are really hard to come by.
I know.
Somebody made these shirts, and I ordered these before Christmas, and I got them yesterday.
Oh, I know.
It's going to look like that kid on Cobra Kai when he starts the Eagle Fang Karate. And he hands out his new shirts.
And it's and of course I'm watching that scene and I'm like, switch shirts with the dude next to you, moron. He's like, shirt's too small. The other kid's fucking swimming in his. Change shirts, dummy.
This is so fucking good.
God damn.
Oh, shit.
Although that's still not as ridiculous, though, as fucking... Because last night before going to bed, after we got our Chinese food in, Hannah and I ended up watching WandaVision, since I have the two episodes up. Okay. WandaVision?
Do you like old sitcoms?
I haven't really watched a ton of them.
It depends on the sitcom.
Okay.
I Love Lucy, they did.
If you say Friends...
No.
No.
It's set in the 1960s.
I heard that there was a, because of Wanda being real-life actress, Elizabeth Olsen being related to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen,
they
were supposed to be a Full
Olsen
House
sister.
Thing.
There's probably going to be, because it looks like they're going
when,
through...
Yeah, when the teaser shows
yes.
something
yeah, they're
upcoming.
Doing different eras
but this is
of sitcom. Shane, let me explain something to you. Do you know who's been dealing with everything in the Marvel Universe right now? It's this big group, starts with an S, fielded by Nick Fury.
Shield.
Okay. Do you know there's another group?
Hydra.
No.
It's a sword.
There you go. Do you know what they're fucking hinting at, which I've been calling for the last 3 fucking years?
Another Pokemon sequel where it's the third version that's not Sword or Shield, but
no,
it's
that's
like
that's Nintendo. That's Nintendo. That's not Marvel.
Pokemon Stripe.
They're doing Dark Reign. I've been calling it for the last 3 fucking years. They're doing Dark Reign.
That's
the MCU
spelled
R-E-I-G-N,
right?
Yes, they're doing Dark Reign. They're setting everything the fuck up for Dark Reign.
I figured they were setting everything up for the Secret Wars, because they have the scroll.
Right. Technically, they're setting up 4 Secret Wars, but I can already tell you that the big end game for everything is going to end up being fucking Dark Reign.
But they already
Especially
did Endgame.
Especially because... slap you. But no, the big thing being is Feige is now not only in control of the movies, he's in control of the TV shows, and he's in control of all the animated and the comic books.
If it says Marvel, he's in control
yes.
of.
Bowfinger has Chubby Rain.
And Prince had
anyway.
Prince had Purple Rain.
Yeah,
that's true. He had Purple Rain.
But yes.
And that one guy sang Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, he had Chocolate Rain.
But yeah, that's... Essentially, that's the biggest spoiler I'm going to give is...
Well, I know that WandaVision...
Because they even fucking spell it out in the very first episode.
We have Freezing Rain.
Yeah!
yeah. But no, they literally even spell it out in the very first episode. The very first episode ends and cuts to some dude watching WandaVision on TV with the logo for S.W.O.R.D.
Although a slightly altered version of the logo. Because it looks like a bit of flames on the bottom instead.
Kind of, yes, but to be fair, Sword goes through two or three different variations in the comic books.
Did that actually fix the which, cam?
Which, like I said, that's
kind of... Yeah, it's
of
blown
the,
up.
Yeah.
It's big.
Okay, I was just curious.
But yeah, so again, that's kind of the reason why it is I'm saying that they're setting up for Dark Reign. Because in Dark Reign, they didn't realize that Sword fucking exists. Like, none of the baddies do.
I actually didn't know anything about Sword. I just took a wild guess because
yeah.
You make a thing called S.H.I.E.L.D., then you usually have, like, a black ops group that goes and does all the actual attack work and shit and just call them Sword. It's a hidden weapon.
Right.
No,
the actual way that it works in the Marvel Universe.
Though I would have named mine Shane.
Yeah, fair enough. No, but...
just to fuel the ego.
Yeah. But no, the way that it works in the Marvel Universe is S.H.I.E.L.D. protects Earth. Sword hangs out in the outer atmosphere on the other side of the fucking moon to protect from Galactus and Skrull and otherworldly shit coming in. Yeah. One's terrestrial, one's outer space, so...
And they're supposed to protect us? Because a bang-up job they've done so far.
It depends.
I've probably seen the most. I don't know if I would consider myself the expert of the group. I mean, I don't think any of us could be classified expert. We'll say that. But
you're more versed.
Maybe I'm more versed than anybody else here because I am also kept up with a lot of the things like the comics and whatnot. But that's
when it comes to the shows, I've watched every single one of them.
All the way through?
Not all the way through.
I was going to say, I thought you were in
I've watched quite a few of them all the
you're
way through.
You're in a bad habit of like starting every series, going five episodes to see what it's like, and then hitting the next series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, no, I've been watching a lot of everything that's been out. So, like I said, I watched both episodes of WandaVision now that they're out. I'm still waiting to see what's happening with fucking Winter Soldier and Falcon and that
supposed
shit.
To be sometime this year,
right? Exactly, but COVID,
and Loki.
So
I think
whatever.
Loki's supposed to be.
Yeah, Loki's supposed to start too.
I do know that three or four seasons of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think
season five is when they switched over to the Inhumans.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, that's where I stopped.
Season seven,
like, this is stupid.
Season seven, I think, is the last season.
I think I watched like the first season and a half of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then I kind of stopped watching
it. I watched,
but that's because it was on cable. And
I watched
cable
four seasons through, completely through, and I haven't really watched. I haven't watched the last three seasons.
Right. Well, to be fair, the only reason to have kept up with S.H.I.E.L.D. was simply to keep up with the movies where the fuck they were at. Mm-hmm. Now that we've hit Endgame, going back to watch it is just going, oh shit, that's why they did that in the movie.
No, I know WandaVision.
I still need to watch Ant-Man and Wasp.
Because Wanda's in Doctor Strange, the second Doctor Strange movie.
Right.
This, so stoked.
This WandaVision, I think, does have some ties in with the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, it's going to tie into that type of shit.
So...
something was getting scooched.
Right. But no, because it's kind of like literally with Mandalorian having to watch all of season one and two before you can actually figure out where the fuck it takes place inside of the Star Wars universe. Because it's supposed to be like a little after episode six.
5 years.
Yeah.
And then basically from what I heard, 5 years after Return of the Jedi, 20 years before Force Awakens.
Yep.
So Rey would be a baby? She'd be about
What are we talking about?
She, Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mando.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was half out of it.
Yeah, I heard it was WandaVision. It's like, wait, WandaVision?
Yeah, my brain shut off for a
minute. Poe would be a kid.
That little alien needs to stop saying my fucking words.
Which ones?
Little smart mouth motherfucker.
What?
Guy that keeps saying, I have spoken. He don't be spoken.
Oh, that dude.
That's me. I do that. I'm the one that's bespoken.
Yeah.
Are you the reason he's dead?
Do what?
Are you the reason he's dead now?
I wonder if I could get away with that. I wonder if I could be like, I've been saying this shit since like 2004, motherfuckers.
Right. Yeah, but the problem is they got that mouse dick and they're like, but dude, like, we actually filed the trademark.
You're
you
like,
owe me
like,
money.
They're like, exactly. I'm going to sue you. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
So has anybody else who's seen the Mandalorian finale sad about
How have you still not finished it?
I haven't watched any of season two yet.
I'm on episode...
How have you still not finished it when you're the one that's dogging me to go watch it and I've seen it?
All of it?
I've seen the parts that I give a shit about.
Oh.
I've seen probably six full episodes and then the rest of it I've seen a bunch of clips.
Did you at least get to see the stormtrooper get melted?
No.
You need to see that part. It's fucking amazing.
I have avoided certain things, so I have a reason to finally actually sit down and watch the entire series. But
look, all
what I'm doing currently takes a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind
of
true.
Because I'm going through all of it. I'm on like the third season of Clone Wars right now,
yep.
And that's after the animated one.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the animated one, then I started the CGI one. Now I'm on like the third season of that.
And then you're going to have to jump over to Rebels after a while.
Yeah, but that's after I've got a chance to do the third movie.
Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
Yep. And then it's Rebels is after that.
Right.
Because Rebels is still before A New Hope.
Yes.
It is, but you also got to watch Solo and Rogue One. Rogue One will be the last thing you watch before you watch A New Hope.
Solo, is that during Rebels? After Rebels?
I think it's before
Rebels?
I think it's before Rebels.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to check the timeline. But yes, no, the only thing that I'm going to tell you is literally Hannah and I almost got into a knockdown, drag-out fist fight because we were watching the last fucking episode of Mandalorian. And what happened, happened. I ain't going to say shit else. And literally, I was just like, shh. She's like, well, but this is... I'm like, no, shut up. Well, but I'm... No, you shut the fuck up right now. The show is on for us to watch the show. You shut the fuck up. You watch a goddamn show. Shut the fuck up. And we watched the show where she was all huffy. And then we got to the cool part. And okay. I was like, oh, shit, yes. That's awesome.
So, you've already watched episode one. So, you would watch that first. Then you would watch episode two.
Did it.
Then the Clone Wars.
Did it.
Yep.
Then episode three. Then Solo.
Oh, you meant Clone Wars as a whole. I thought you meant
Clone Wars.
I watched the animated Clone Wars. Then I watched the movie Clone Wars. Then I watched season one and two, and now I'm on season three.
Yeah, you watch Attack of the Clones first, then you watch the Clone Wars series.
Hey, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
switch me seats.
Then episode three. Then you watch Solo, and it's not out yet, but after that you would watch Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
So Solo is... Right, I'm sorry, I was...
Solo is after you watch episode three.
Okay.
And then you would watch Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it's not out yet.
By the way,
then you would watch Rebels.
By the way, Han Solo...
No, you would watch...
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. He is a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, everyone, yeah, he is.
No, I really want you to think about one fucking line. There's no all-powerful force.
Oh,
there's
what?
No mystic field of energy that controls my destiny. Just a lot of fancy tricks and nonsense. He was old. He's old enough to have lived in a time where there were Jedi.
Yeah.
He's old enough to have been alive during the Clone fucking wars.
Yeah, they, yep. Hold on. They added.
He would be old enough to know about things like Inquisitors and the Force and the Purge of Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's like illegal to have lightsabers and things of that nature and. Like, he doesn't think all of that equivalates to something that, I don't know, maybe the Force is fucking real?
Okay, so Bill, I have it right here. Got it right here. So this is the chronological order for the movies and TV shows. So you would start off with The Acolytes, which is Disney Plus only. Then Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Then
I'm not doing Acolytes.
Okay.
I thought about it. I even seen it when I was out at Walmart one day, and I was about to buy it, and I was like, I don't care enough. Like, there's nobody in there that ties me to something that I give a shit about. And on top of it, the more I flipped it over and looked at the back and caught a couple pictures and whatnot, and there's just, I guess unless you were beating your dick to BB-8, there's just no fucking reason to watch that series. Like, Mando at least ties into something that is nostalgic enough that makes you feel like you wanted to see it. You saw that armor, that's what made you watch that show.
Yep.
They had something that grabbed you, like this other series that they came out with.
Because other than Jango Fett and Boba Fett, we've never seen that armor,
yeah.
Really.
Right. And then I look at this new series, this thing that you just mentioned. I've seen it, And I was like, spend $40? No.
But you watch that, then episode one, episode two, then the Clone Wars series, Revenge of the Sith, then you watch Star Wars The Bad Batch, which is Disney Plus. Then you watch...
When it comes out.
When it comes out. Then you watch Solo. Then Obi-Wan Kenobi, when it comes out. Then Star Wars Rebel. Rogue One TV series Andor, Disney Plus. Then Rogue One the movie. Then A New Hope. Empire Strikes Back. Return of the Jedi. Resistance, which you ain't going to watch because I already showed it to you and you said no.
You see how this stuff
Mandalorian
builds up to a point where people wonder why new fans can't get in?
Yep.
Like, lay that out for somebody that has never watched a Star Wars movie.
Yep, exactly.
And be like, dude, fucking Star Wars. And they'll be like,
and that's
dude,
if you wanna
fuck
go,
that.
That's if you want to go storyline-wise.
Yeah.
This timeline?
If you're like...
Doesn't have Lando
almost
on
everybody else in the fucking room...
I don't know where that would go.
You started with 4, 5, 6.
I
want to
say, wouldn't that go
then
around
back to
Solo?
1, 2, 3.
After.
Then you
like
came
after
up so, with
yeah,
7
I'm
gonna
go
and
after
9
Solo.
And all fucking other movies... And in between, there were fucking comic books and video games and all this other shit that expanded.
They
then said, nope! And you go...
There comes a point when a series gets so big...
It gets oversaturated.
...that it chokes out
yep.
people that could be interested.
Right.
And Star Wars was always difficult level acceptance, except for the fact that you had people that were just into movies, and then
yeah.
people that got into like the expanded stuff. And you didn't
yep.
necessarily have to get into that. Now, even if you only liked the movies, there's still a massive load. It's like telling somebody, like, say somebody has never seen a James Bond film ever, and they're like, dude, I want to get into this Bond thing.
All right. 25 movies.
25 movies.
technically,
there's a
yes,
TV.
Technically, no, because there's also a bunch of books that haven't been turned into movies either.
And there's also a series that came out before the movie started.
Yeah, it's true.
Fandom,
James
fandom,
Bond Jr.
Fandom slowly
yeah.
builds to a
yeah.
point where it's a strangulation, and it happens with a lot
dude,
of series. It's not just this.
Here's the thing, you also because after you watch Resistance, you got Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka. Rangers of the New Republic, then the sequel trilogies.
Yep.
But this entire thing is missing one show, and because Lando is getting his own show, and it's not in the timeline, but I'm assuming it's going to take place after Solo, because young Lando was introduced in Solo.
Right.
So his series would probably either take place before or after, depending on where they want to put it.
Right.
So you've got a ton of stuff to watch.
Well, you've got James Bond guys right in the room. I'm not one of them, but Shane is huge into it. He's seen all of it.
Yeah.
I'm a big James Bond fan. I am actually looking forward to the 25th movie when it finally releases.
Yeah, whereas
now,
me,
here's the thing.
I've only seen bits and pieces, and the only thing really big with James Bond that I know of is a GoldenEye video game. Cause,
GoldenEye yeah. was a and GoldenEye wasn't a bad fucking movie.
I've seen probably 7 movies. Because if they're on, they're not bad movies.
They're not.
But I'm not like a fan. I don't actively seek the material.
I am opposite. I actively seek it because
yeah.
I am a big
yeah.
James Bond fan. I love the movies.
Yeah, it's not like me where, unfortunately, I've learned this programming from my father where if any of the Star Wars movies are on, any of the Indiana Jones movies are on, or any of the Back to the Future movies are on, I stop whatever the fuck I'm flipping through. If I was looking for sports, titties, doesn't matter. That movie's on, it's on now. Don't fucking touch my TV.
All of a sudden it got quiet.
That's because I'm reading. I'm sorry,
Shane's reading.
Shane is supposed to answer this question.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm reading. Okay, so best Bond villain. All right. Oh, boy. There's a lot of iconic ones. You got
Shane. You got 1 minute. You got 1 minute to answer, Shane.
Less than.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't quite remember what his name was in the movie, but I know he's from. I think the villain from Skyfall, who was betrayed by MI6. And
30 seconds.
I believe he is probably the best because he's. That was a hell of a fucking movie.
10 seconds.
I get. Yeah.
Got to wrap it up. It's
like, yep.
It's like. What you're not supposed to do now.
Thank
you.
Thank you. D. Silva. Yes. I honestly think he was one of the best villains. But yeah. And then, yeah. Yep. Indiana Jones and Bethesda. Yep. And
oh, you mean their little cock tease video?
To be fair, I'm wondering if that's going to be like back on the Genesis when they made, you know, the games that were based off the movies.
I think it's supposed to be
supposed to be based off the new Indiana Jones movies that are going to be made with.
I get that you were irritated.
Time.
And I get that you were irritated, and I get what was going on, and I'm more than fine with the idea that you didn't like that preview. But to me, just to me, that's all game previews. They're all cock teases. They're bullshit. They just show you a bunch of fucking CGI cutscenes, and they're like, that's the game. No, it's fucking not. I don't know anything about
that cinematic game. You showed me.
Yeah, you showed me a cinematic. It showed me nothing. I don't know how the game's going to play, how it's going to work, what the storyline is. Like, I know nothing. Like, I hate game previews, especially for shit like Final Fantasies, where, like, watch the preview for Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Just watch them. They're just cinematics. And then you're like, oh, dude. Maybe I would like that game, but you won't, because if it's a turn-based RPG that you don't like, then seeing the coolest cutscene in the world still means you won't like that game, but that was a damn good preview. But they didn't actually trailer anything. Now, the Indiana Jones was just a shot of his desk.
Yeah,
that was weak as shit.
Yeah, that's weak as shit. It's a cock tease.
It was weak as shit.
Here's
but like,
cock. It's the whip.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think that about everything. The last five times, the only guys I could say do it right anymore is like when I watch the Nintendo, like when I get on my Switch and there's the Nintendo Directs.
Yeah.
They show me gameplay footage every fucking time. They show me how the game looks as it's being played. That gives me an idea as to whether or not I want to buy that motherfucker.
Well, except for that one Direct that I watched the other day where it was basically Miyamoto walking around in
Super Nintendo Land at Universal.
Nintendo Land over
I
Universal.
Get that. But look at when they advertised that they were going
to... Although, to be fair, he did technically show off some of the shit that you could do in the park, like how there's mini-games
in the park.
So technically, there was gameplay.
But then look at what they did with, like...
Just a second.
They could have easily bullshit their way through a big CGI, dramatic, AMV-type thing for Fire Emblem. They didn't. They showed the game being played.
Right.
And they were like, hey, you can buy that shit. You can actually look at exactly what this game is going to be right now.
Well, that's not fair, because that's Nintendo, and Nintendo loves us.
And I need to go back and actually fucking...
But I get tired of previews.
The last mission in fucking Fire Emblem.
I get tired of previews on other shit, because it's just a CGI cutscene. Like, remember the preview for Final Fantasy 15?
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, you mean...
You remember the...
You mean four dudes sitting in a car talking?
You remember the preview for Final Fantasy 16? It was just a cinematic.
That's what I mean.
Fiesta.
I don't know shit about that game. That's like everybody that saw the preview for Final Fantasy Zero, Type Zero, then went out and bought that game, and then was like, "I hate this game." Well, you didn't know shit about the game before you bought it.
Yep.
They didn't tell you shit.
Right.
Previews are garbage nowadays.
I don't know. The fact that they called it Type Zero, I'm pretty sure I would have guessed it to be an actual cell phone typing game.
It was a PSP game.
But it's not.
What I mean.
In Japan, it was a PSP game.
Right.
And then it was ported over to PS4.
I don't know. It's just the nature of these previews, dude. I think they're all garbage.
Anyway, Shane, say the line. Don't just wave.
Bye. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.